the very, very end of the daf, and really this is going to segue into tomorrow's daf, brought a whole bunch of different opinions as it relates to who exactly Eev was. So Eev, we're talking about now, because it's one of the Sifrei Tanakh, it's one of the Ksufim. But clearly, there was a very big mystery amongst Chazal, exactly who Eev was. Eev bimei Moshe. One man d'amar holds, he lived in the times of Moshe. Eev bimei Meraglim, he lived in the times of the Meraglim, which by the way, is sort of bimei Moshe. There's a man d'amar that said that Eev was loy hoyev loy nivra. I heard from Reb Mordechai Kamenetsky, he told me that he was learning in Panovich when Reb Shmuel Rozovsky was not well. And it seems that somebody maybe had made a comment about Rav Shmuel's Yisurim, that he's a hypochondriac, or Me'inyin le'inyin ba'oise inyin. And he said afterwards, he said, that's the oimik of Eev lo'yhoyev lo'ynivra. He said, Eev had all his Yisurim. Imamish had his Yisure Eev. And there were people that were saying, as the ganzi Eev is lo'yhoyev lo'ynivra. They didn't forgive him that he had all these Yisurim. He was lo'yhoyev lo'ynivra. Very, very profound. There's another man that said Eev was from the Oile Goyla. Not just that, he had a Beis Medrash. And where was his Beis Medrash? It was in Tveria. One man said that Eev was a chassid hayav umay sa'ayla v'Eev shmai. He lived in the times of the Shvaita Shoiftim. He lived in the times of Achashverosh. He lived in the times of Malchus Shva. He lived in the times of the Kazdin. He was Yaakov Avinu's Eidim. He was actually married to Dina Bas Yaakov. So you have all these different shittas. When exactly he lived? Is he Jewish? Is he not Jewish? Right? When did he live? I mean, ranging anywhere from the times of Yaakov Avinu to the times of Achashverosh, and he's one of the Oivei Goyla, he's living Gar in Tveria. Or, by the way, could be he never even existed. So the story of Eve, before you even start the complexities of it, just who he even was, seems to be very, very interesting. I'll tell you that if you look at Svarim, Mamish B'Meshach HaDairis, there was still conversation as it relates to who Eev was. Now, I just want to be mocked. How could there be conversation as it relates to who Eev was? What do you mean? You're not sure who Eev was? The Gemara says who Eev was. Yes and no. Because although the Gemara mentions certain opinions, obviously you can't ding zich with the Rava or Rabbi Yochanan or whomever, but at the same time, a lot of the opinions we're given are very, very vague. He lived in the times of Moshe. He lived in the times of the Meraglim, right? So there is some ambiguity even in some of the Shittas, which gives maybe, if someone's smart enough to figure out who Eev might have been, an opportunity to try to figure it out. Ibn Ezra wrote a very, very lengthy pirish on Sefer Eev. And right in the beginning of this pirish on Sefer Eev, he says, V'akorev Eli, I think Eev was Mibnei Esav. He was a descendant of Esav. That's what he says. I think he's a descendant of Esav. There's another Ibn Ezra in his pirish on Sefer Eev. This is in Perik Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, where he says something very, very fascinating. He says as follows. He says, the Chachomenu Zal Omru ki Moshe Kosav Sefer Eev. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the author of Sefer Eev. Vakorev Eli, says Ibn Ezra, ki hu Sefer Meturgim. He says, I think that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write Sefer Eev. He translated Sefer Eev. It's a Sefer Meturgim. Alkenu Kosha Betherush Kederech Kol Sefer Meturgim. And he says, that's why Sefer Eev, if you've ever tried, is like the hardest Sefer to learn. And the reason it's so hard, and the reason you're going to find such interesting words that you're not usually going to be familiar with, is because it's a Sefer Meturgim, and it's Kederech Kol Sefer Meturgim. It's not an authentic work. It's a translation. And Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. But it sounds like what Ibn Ezra is saying is, it's a Sefer Meturgim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the Meturgim. In the Hagoyas, to the fancy Mossad Rav Kook edition of the Ibn Ezra on Sefer Eev, so they bring from the Rashbitz. So the Rashbitz, he wrote a Sefer called Oyev Mishpat on Sefer Eev, and he was hissing on the Ibn Ezra. He says like this, V'achochom Rav Avram ben Ezra Zuchayim L'Levracha Kosav Kiniraloi Shehuatak Miloshen Acheres, that the whole Sefer Eev is really a translation. U'lezehu Amuk HaMelitzo the Ein Tzayrich, says the Rashbat. He says, you don't have to say that. That's such a big chiddush. El, lefisha elu anoshim lehoyu medabre b'loshen ha-koydush. The characters in Sefer Eev, they didn't speak loshen ha-koydush. Okay. So, kishahetik Moshe devreim ois ba'ois el loshen ha-koydush. So, when Moshe Rabbeinu transcribed what they said and had to translate what they said from the language they were speaking into loshen ha-koydush, ba ha-loshen amu kamina gasfar, mamu utakim. You have your translation, meaning you have your Meturgim. But it's not that the Sefer was written in one language and now Moshe Rabbeinu goes and he's Meturgim into another language. No way. The Sefer was written L'chatchila in Lashon HaKodesh. But there are quotations in the Sefer that are quotations from people that had spoken in another language, and that was being translated into Lashon HaKodesh, and that's why you end up with exactly what the Evan Ezra observed. Al-Kenu Kasha B'Ferish Kedarach Kol Sefer Meturgim. So the Rashmitz is agreeing to the Hanoch of Devin Ezra that there's something uniquely challenging about Sefer Yiv. He's even agreeing with his Mahalach. His Mahalach is it's a Sefer Meturgim. Or Be'en Tzorich, says the Rashmitz, to go so far as to say that the Sefer was written and Moshe Rabbeinu literally spoke some other language. He sat down, he says, let me translate this work from Greek into Lashon HaKodesh. No, that's not what's happening over here. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sefer Yiv, Lichat Chila, Alpi Ruach HaKodesh, Alpi Nevuah. He wrote it in Lashon HaKodesh, but he wanted exact quotations, and those quotations he had to translate, and that's where this Inyan that the Evan Ezra is referring to plays itself out. Nachi Weinstein gave me a sefer called Sofnas Panech. There's a lot of sfarim called Sofnas Panech. The Rogachov comes to mind. But this is a sefer that was written by a Yid whose name was Reb Shmuel HaKoyen di Pisa Lusitano. He was an Italian gadol. The sefer was published for the first time in the year 1640. And if you look at the sefer, it's not a very big sefer, but right of the sefer is about Yiv. And in this sefer, in Simen Ches, he has a whole thesis where he says he figured out exactly who Eiv was. Who was Eiv? So he says like this. The Pasuk says, Ubnei Yisachar. Yisachar, the son of Yaakov Avinu. So he had four sons. Toila, Ufuva, V'yoiv, V'shoimrei. He says, I believe without a reasonable doubt that Eiv is Yisachar's son. He's Yoiv. Eiv, Yoiv. They added an Aleph. He doesn't have any issue with that, Ayin Shum, the way he explains it. But he says, you want to know who Eiv is? Eiv is really Yoiv, the son of Yaakov. One of the things he says is that Yaakov Avinu said in Parshas Vayechi about Yisachar, he's a chamor gorem, roivetz ben amishmasayim, vayet shichmoy lizboil. Right? It talks about how somehow he was going to have to suffer. And he says he believes this was a nevuah that Yaakov Avinu was saying, that Yisachar was going to have a son whose son was Yoiv, and he was going to be Eiv. Just bringing out the point that we don't know who Eiv was, which is fascinating. In the Gemara itself, you have 10 different memories of trying to figure out who Eiv was. Evan Ezra, you have a Yid, the Tzofnas Panech, the Sois of you, Doivois Bekever, who's trying to take a shot at maybe trying to explain who he was. Kama Kulmas and Nishtabru. So let me buy, like the Evan Ezra says, it's so hard to understand the book of Eiv and the message of Eiv, which is such a hard message. When bad things happen to good people, this is maybe the most difficult Inyan in the entire Bria for people to comprehend. But who Eiv even was, if he even was, is where the mystery already begins.